Yo, what's cracking? This your homeboy Ice Cube, and you tuned in to Everything Snowboarding and More podcast. You know what it is, baby.
Hey, everybody. This is Mike with the Mountain Weekly News. Welcome back to episode number 54 of the Everything Snowboarding, Outdoors, and More podcast. This week's podcast is being brought to you by Jambar. Jambar are the makers of some of our favorite, best-tasting, organic energy nutrition bars. For more information, check out jambar.com. This week's special guest is Jenny Maxwell. Jenny Maxwell is actually the founder of Jambar, and Jenny's background in sports nutrition is one that you're going to want to take note of. She started one of the biggest companies out there in regards to the energy bar market, so we'll let her talk about it. So again, this week's special guest, Jenny Maxwell, welcome to the show. Jenny, we get a lot of food and a lot of samples to kind of test out here at the Mountain Weekly News. And you guys sent us a box of jam bars, and I have not tasted a nutrition bar like this in quite some time. So welcome to the show. And if you could kind of just give us a little bit about your background and kind of how Jam Bar has come to be.
Okay. Would be pleased to. Thanks, Mike. I'm excited to be here today. And I'm glad you love jam bars. They are labor of my love, 4.5 years in the making with a formulation. A little history for you, then you know how we got here. So my late husband, Brian, and I created Power Bar. So we created this whole industry of energy bars, right? So I kind of have some experience in the food industry and in energy bars. And that was back in 85, right? So there's a lot of new technology with ingredients. Spent 4.5 years working on something. I wanted 100% organic, 100% real food, and 100% tasty. So I worked in my kitchen just like it did back in the day, and came up with Jam Bar. And it's basically a gluten-free organic energy bar using all premium real food ingredients. And there's 4 flavors: chocolate, malt nut, jazzleberry, and mango. And there's just a lot of really good wholesome ingredients in there. So there's nothing that has to be masks. And I think I think that's what you're tasting, is that super high quality ingredients. One of the biggest differences with Jam Bar is that we don't use what I call manufactured sugars. So we don't use a tapioca syrup or the brown rice syrup. We use a maple syrup and other sweeteners from grapes, dates, and honey. But the base of the product is a gluten-free grain-based formula. We have a lot of quinoa, brown rice, oat bran, and sorghum as kind of the base of the product. So it's a grain-based product, gluten-free, with a good amount of protein. There's 2 plant-based varieties from sunflower protein, and there's 2 whey-based from whey, 10 grams of protein in each bar. So that's kind of in a nutshell what it is.
Yeah, it's just incredible. I mean, why are energy bars, or why for athletes, you know, why was Power Bar such a big thing, and why should people be considering something like Jam Bar for, you know, not necessarily for athletes, but just for anybody recreating, or, you know, even somebody just sitting at their office?
Yeah, I mean, the energy bar, you know, the category itself is a lot of variety, right? So the thing about Jam Bar is that it doesn't melt, doesn't crumble. And so the texture of it, that sort of soft grain texture, lends itself to being very portable. So you put it in your music bag, you put it in your backpack, you put it in your pocket. I mean, it just doesn't, you know, it's just indestructible that way. So that's really good if you're on the go and you want to have something tasty that you can rely on, that's not going to melt, that, you know, you might not know when your next meal is going to be. You might need a pickup. You might be on a hike or running around town, and, you know, you don't want to eat something unhealthy. You want to count on having something that you can rely on. So that's kind of, I think, how energy bars can be used in that context. But then Power Bar and Jam Bar go beyond, and that we're really a product for athletes, and that the ease of digestion becomes really important. So that low to moderate fat, the pure, simple ingredients, so you're not going to have any digestive upset, lends itself to really an athlete's needs. And that complex and simple carbohydrate ratio, there's not a lot of spikes in the glucose and your insulin response, because, again, it's not a manufactured sugar. It's a real sugar. So I think when you give your body real ingredients, your body kind of recognizes it, and it's going to sit better and perform better for an athlete.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, the consistency of the bars is so much different. A lot of the bars that we get, especially being up here in Jackson, Wyoming, you know, if they've sat around for a little while, by the time we open them, everything just kind of crumbles apart. And you're kind of like, okay, well, how do I kind of get this into my mouth? You know, I got to just open it up and kind of pour it in. Where this is almost, it feels like I'm eating, it's almost like a dessert, right? I don't want to use the word dessert, but it's like a, I can't even describe it. I mean, it's so... I mean, I eat these things every day. I mean, people just laugh at me. I mean, I now have a case that you guys have sent. And I mean, it's just because I noticed that I'm not getting that real big up and down spike. I mean, it's just like, okay, this is clean energy. It's clean nutrition. I can look at the label. I'm like, wow, I know what's in the ingredients. And then, I mean, I think that the peanut butter one's kind of my favorite, or the malt butter, mm-hmm. what do you guys call it?
The malt nut.
Melody. I'm just like, gosh, it's so good. And it just really, it really works with me. Now, being the founder of Power Bar, I mean, you really didn't need to necessarily go and start another brand. And one of the things that stood out is the philanthropy side and how you guys are giving back with Jam Bar. Is that something you can talk about?
Sure. Yeah. So after I had the formulation set, I was really pleased with it and wanted to start this company. I thought, well, it's one thing to have a great product, but I want to have a bigger purpose. And so to me, my passions of music and sports, it was very clear. I thought, okay, I'm going to give back to community, and I'm going to promote music and sports. Music come to mind because when my husband Brian passed away in 2004, music was my healing source. I became a musician. I'm a drummer. I'm in two different bands. And music just came to me, and I was just totally empowered by the healing effect of music. So I thought, well, I want other people to have that opportunity as well and really promote music. And then I've been an athlete my whole life, so the athletic context was a natural. And so what Jam Bar does is we donate 50% of our profits to organizations that promote music and active living. So, you know, we are involved in 25 to 30 events a month. A lot of those would be, you know, running races, biking races, anything out in the community that gets people active, and then concerts, music schools, music programs, and anything like that. So big part of the company.
You know, my audience is probably loving this. When the Mountain Weekly News first started, it was a combination of live music and action sports. And for a long time, people said, well, why are you covering both of these things together? And I said, well, everybody I know that lives in the mountains that's passionate about going outdoors and doing these fun things, like, they also have a soundtrack to their lives. You know, they love going to music. They go to concerts. They dance. And I mean, just the name Jam Bar, I mean, that kind of stood out. And then the packaging, I was like, this is fun. It definitely seems... you know, music related. And then, you know, kind of, you know, putting your money where your mouth is. I mean, yeah, we have organizations like 1% for the Planet and, you know, these big companies that are, you know, willing to donate, you know, 1% of their profits. You're at 50%.
We're at 50%. Right, right. It's a huge difference. Yeah, this is all about community and creating the best product out there. So, and we have a lot of ambassadors. We have people joining almost every day now, you know, from high-level athletes like a Johnny Mosley, Ron McClellan, who you may know, Olympic gold medalist, freestyle skiers, to just diehard weekend warriors who love Jam Bar. So we have all kinds of people now getting on board and just want to promote music and wellness and, you know, getting out there and getting active.
And if people are interested in ordering Jam Bars or kind of learning more about the company, where's a good place to start?
Well, you can go to our website, jambar.com. And we also sell on Amazon. And we're in all kinds of markets in the Bay Area, in Southern California, Pacific Northwest. And we have quite a few now in the Southeast, out of Asheville, North Carolina. And a little bit in the Rocky Mountain region, but the easiest is just get them direct at jambar.com. So it kind of depends. If you go online, you'll see what stores we're in and see if there's any local stores near you.
And then so flavor-wise, I'm looking at, we've got the musical mango. We have the chocolate cha-cha. What was the peanut butter one we spoke about?
Malt nut melody.
Malt nut melody. And then what was the fourth? Is it like a berry? I don't see the box
right now.
Yeah,
jam and jazzleberry.
Jam and jazzleberry.
That's strawberry, blueberry, blackberry, and raspberry combo. And a lot of real fruit in both the jazzleberry and the mango. So you'll notice it's not just a little smidgen. It's like a lot of real fruit in there. So it's super tasty.
No, I mean, we really appreciate, you know, what you're bringing to, you know, not necessarily just the outdoors, but to kind of the food industry in general. And, you know, kind of with your background, you know, with Power Bar, and obviously you could have just continued to do that, or you could have made a kind of a copycat bar. But like this really, I mean, this goes into that real food category. Jeremy Jones was our last guest, and, you know, we were talking about him going out and, you know, eating raw pistachios, and just really that value of what you put into your body and then that output that you get. Because gosh, the worst thing that I could have is to eat something with a bunch of processed sugar or just something that's just not really natural. It doesn't sit well with me. And then I'm out in the mountains and I start crashing, or all of a sudden I'm getting kind of weird, like stomach cramps or issues. And, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, when they're running, I mean, they're really sensitive on the type of foods that they can eat when they run. And what I found with these bars is when I'm running, I mean, I can just kind of pull off a little part and just kind of nibble on it and put it in my mouth. And it really seems to do well for an active lifestyle. And then again, I always have a box sitting next to me. I have one at the house for, you know, at night, if I'm kind of feeling that craving for some sugar or something a little sweet, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the Jam Bar, because this is much less than going out and getting ice cream or doing something that's right. A lot more processed.
Right. Exactly. Yep. You're the perfect energy bar user, educated and passionate. So yeah.
Well, we love it. And then, so Jam Bar, for the last few years, do you have more flavors coming down the pipeline? I mean, is it something that, like, you're at home tinkering in your kitchen thinking, okay, I like these flavors, like, this is what I want to see, and then you guys figure out how to take that to production?
A little bit. You know, we make our own product, and I'm running the company, and so I don't have a lot of time, although I am working on another flavor. I won't disclose it, but it's another great flavor. I made some progress on it, but I haven't had time to, like, finalize it. But since we make our own product here with a state-of-the-art production facility, we've been in business for about 2 years. And, it's, you know, just running the company is consuming a lot of my time. But as I you know, grow the our employee base and our just reliability on equipment and our processes, then I'll probably go back into the kitchen and continue to work on new flavors.
I love it. And then whereabouts do you guys make the bars, or where's the headquarters?
Yeah, we're in San Rafael, California, so Bay Area, Marin County.
Awesome. No, I mean, it seems to make sense. I mean, just again, when I, you know, I'm such a music person myself. I mean, I love, you know, the Grateful Dead and just live music. And when I, there was something that spoke to me about the bars, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, they have great marketing, cool packaging. It looks good. Then all of a sudden I ate it and I was like, wow, you've really nailed both angles here. And
yeah,
especially
yeah.
Just the 50% giving back. I mean, that is, you know, it takes a special person. And obviously, you know, since you did have success with Power Bar, I mean, it allowed you to be able to do this. And hopefully it kind of maybe sets a precedent for other companies or other philanthropists or people that have done well in business to say, you know, I want to continue to do business and continue to create great products. But like, how can we give back? Like, how can we really, and I mean, you're 50%, that's massive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how do you really make a difference? How do you make a splash? How do you make it important? I say I'm creating greatness because it's a great cause and it's a great product. And that's always my goal, to create greatness. But Mike, you mentioned something important that I should tie in. And you mentioned the Grateful Dead, because our facility here, our manufacturing facility, used to be a Grateful Dead recording studio. Which was so crazy. Then we were looking for where we were going to set up our plant, and there's two big murals in this facility. And back, I don't know the exact year, but it's like late 70s, early 80s, this was a Grateful Dead recording studio. So it's really serendipitous.
Well, literally the hairs on my arm just started standing up. I mean, this totally, it 100% serendipitous. And I mean, this... it makes sense. I can tell, you know, I've never met you. I hope one day I'll meet you somewhere at a trade show or out an event somewhere outdoors. And because you've obviously created something that you're really passionate about. And hopefully the people that hear me talking about it, like, we are just as passionate. All of my writers, you know, when we're out testing stuff, I just give people a box. I'm like, here you go. And everybody comes back and they have that same, because again, we do get so many different types of snacks and energy bars and things to try out. And this just really, the combination of flavors and the story behind it and the packaging, everything, it's like, okay, you guys fully nailed this. And then we add in this last Grateful Dead component. And it's just like, of course, this is who we are and the type of things that we really like to promote here at the Mountain Weekly.
Oh, I so appreciate that. It's really nice. Thanks for those kind words.
Of course. Well, we wish you the best of luck, and I can't wait to try the new flavor that's coming out. And yeah, definitely, you know, for anybody interested in jam bars, you can go ahead, go onto the website, order them direct. You know, you can also get them, you know, Amazon and some of your local stores, but don't miss out on these, because I think it's the type of bar that once people try, it's going to be really hard to go back to something that's really, you know, flaky or, you know, just loaded with ingredients that you're not supposed to have in your body.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mike.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Jenny. You have a wonderful day, and we wish you the best of luck with your new endeavor.
Thanks. Get your jam on.
All right. Well, that was a wonderful interview that we had with Jenny. For more information on Jam Bar, be sure to go check out jambar.com. Definitely some of our favorite energy bars, like I said. I mean, I eat these things all the time. Anytime we're out filming, shooting photos, our athletes, our models, same thing. Our entire team is huge fans of these. So once again, Jenny, thanks for coming on the show. And that wraps up episode number 54 of the Everything Snowboarding, Outdoors, and More podcast. Once again, being sponsored by Jam Bar. Thanks so much.